Timothy Duffy is on a mission to document America's vernacular music, specifically the blues and the everyday men and women who create it. He's founder of Music Maker Relief Foundation, which helps struggling and aging musicians. He's also a photographer. His new project, Blue Muse, is a collection of portraits of musicians not typically in the spotlight. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
The New Orleans Museum of Art contains a French painting of Marie Antoinette, Picasso's Woman in an Armchair, and Andy Warhol's Mick Jagger. Now, you can also see portraits of Ironing Board Sam, Pat Mother Blues Cohen, and Alabama Slim.
I think all these guys are heroes.
Timothy Duffy has grown to know his subjects over the 25 years he's helped run Music Maker Relief Foundation. It supports musicians with everything from buying medicine to booking gigs. Duffy's black and white portraits are also collected in a new book, which includes a CD so you can hear the music behind the faces.
Well, look around here, totally rude, you can't boogie like you. You thought I want the boogie. Baby, I want the boogie. I want the boogie, yeah, all night.
That's the late James Boot Hanks, a sharecropper and Piedmont blues guitarist from Virginia. Hanks' portrait is included in the New Orleans exhibition.
He is looking dead at you. He's holding a guitar up to his left, and his eyes are piercing, and his skin looks of a hard life. But there's no animosity and no fear and just love.
Duffy says Music Maker helped Hanks make his first record when he was 79 years old and got him performances in Europe and at New York's Lincoln Center. Duffy says the foundation has helped more than 400 artists, most of them in the latter stages of life.
If you want to talk about reparations, that's what we do. We write the checks. You know, the music industry has never done anything for where this music's come from, except talk about it. We're not afraid to give people cash.
In a neighborhood 2 miles from the museum, you can see the foundation's cash at work.
What's up, Slim?
Leroy Williams, a.k.a. Guitar Lightning Lee, welcomes an old friend to his New Orleans home.
Alabama Slim.
Alabama Slim.
Slim was born Milton Frazier. He's 80. His friend Lightning Lee is 76.
I'm really rusted. Now, y'all sure y'all want to put up with me?
You're all right.
I'm all right?
You're all right.
Lee's not playing much these days, but keeps his guitar at the ready in the corner of his living room.
They call me Guitar Lightning from downtown New Orleans. They call me Guitar Lightning from downtown New Orleans.
Music Maker has helped Lee recover from a bout with lung cancer and take care of his bedridden brother.
Don't be for Music Maker, I don't know where I'd be at right now. That's true. They've been like a rock, I tell you that. They've been looking out for me.
The foundation also preserves the music by recording these artists.
I got a chance to cut this CD, The Mighty Flood, you know, and that kept me kind of going overseas just a whole lot, you know.
Alabama Slim says Music Maker produced his album with Little Freddie King.
I said, did you hear about the Mighty Flood that happened way down in New Orleans?
Slim has two portraits in Timothy Duffy's Blue Muse.
That's kind of beautiful there because actually, that's me.
It's stunning. You know, you got to go like, wow.
Noted bluesman Taj Mahal's portrait is also in the book.
I never saw it in this kind of sharpness, in this clarity, this kind of energy. So, I mean, all the energy's there.
In part because of the photographic process Duffy uses, the tintype. It was widely popular in the late 1800s, says Russell Lord, curator of photographs at the New Orleans Museum of Art.
And it really was the first photographic process in which we see a much more diverse population in the United States because it was ubiquitous and it was less expensive than earlier processes.
Lord explains how it works.
It's a thin layer of chemistry on top of a blackened metal plate. And so you're either looking through the chemistry at the metal plate or the chemistry is blocking the plate, and where it reflects back at you, you're able to see it as a positive. And it's a beautiful, beautiful process. They do sparkle. They do kind of dazzle your eye a little bit.
In another photograph, Lena Mae Perry of the Branchettes vocal group from Raleigh, North Carolina, has her eyes closed and her hands raised as if in praise. Timothy Duffy says he wanted to evoke the gospel.
So in this one, I put crushed tin foil in the back to make like a church and put her hands up, and I think it really shows who she is.
You know that I know I've been changed. Oh, I know I've been changed.
For Taj Mahal, the appeal of the portraits is the respect Duffy shows for his subjects.
Oftentimes, people who photograph indigenous or local people or folklore or whatever, they tend to be like, whether they know it or not, they tend to be like voyeurs. And there's a way to do it where the image that's inside speaks totally to the camera.
Mahal has worked in partnership with Music Maker Relief Foundation to help celebrate these little known players.
Both the microphone and the camera passed them by. A lot of the work was done by, you know, people who are nameless.
But they're in the spotlight now through the end of July at the New Orleans Museum of Art and in Timothy Duffy's book, Blue Muse. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, New Orleans.
You just slap your finger.